Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nido Daf Tes Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 5 lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin. We open with a question, but before we do so, we have a topic heading that introduces the Gemara, and it states briefly under our no say in the outside margin, Vestos d'oraisa ol d'rabbanan. This is a topic that we've touched on in the past a number of times. The issue of Vestos, the woman who has a fixed time for seeing a blood flow. Do we say that based on the fact that she has this fixed time, that it definitely comes to be? What do we mean by definitely comes to be? And that would mean that if that date passes and she had not checked herself out with the standard checking cloth, then if you say Vestos d'oraisa, we will tell you that she is assumed to be Tamea. If you say Vestos d'rabbanan, then the fact that the date passed and she didn't check herself will not make her or establish her as definitely Tamea. Now, the Gemara, Bo'umine Me'Rav Nachman, the question was asked of Rav Nachman, Vestos d'oraisa oy d'rabbanan. Glancing at Rashi, the upper part, the second line from the top, Vestos d'oraisa d'rabbanan, ha d'kaimel on d'boy b'diko b'shas vesta, that which we say that a woman needs to check herself out to establish whether or not she had a blood flow at the time of the Vesis, the fixed time that she would expect to see the blood, d'oraisahi, do we say that it's d'oraisa, meaning halacha l'moshe misinai, de'im lo bodka tamea, that if she would not check herself, if she hadn't checked herself, she's assumed to be tamea, v'afilu bodka achar zman was also tahura, even if a little while passed, and that, in other words, that date passed, and she later checked herself out after the date and found herself to be free of blood, namely no blood flow, that wouldn't change the picture for us. The oreach, this is a euphemism, literally a guest, but it's a reference to the blood flow, the oreach bizmanoi ba, the dam chazoi v'nofel karka. When the date came, she had blood, and it simply fell to the ground. She didn't check herself at the date. She waited. And as we said, this position that Vestos d'oraisa tells us that if she didn't check herself on that date, she will be assumed to be tamea. Oy d'rabbanan hu, or on the other hand, there's a side to say maybe it's d'rabbanan. That's ruchua, that the rabbanan are the ones that required her to check. V'im lo bodka tor, and if she didn't happen to do it, and all that we have is a state of doubt, she will be considered tahora. Now turning back to the Gemara, Omar lehu, Rav Nachman responds, Omar Huna Chavrin Mishmei D'Rav, from that which Rav Huna, our colleague, said in the name of Rav, Isha Shieshlo Veses, Vigia Shas Vesta Velo Bodka, a woman that has a fixed biological cycle, a fixed time cycle for her blood sightings. And the time came by, went by, and she had not checked herself. Ula Basoif Ru'asa, and later she saw. Rashi says, Ula Basoif Ru'asa B'Vadiko Rishon Shabot Gatz Malachar Zman U'Matzosa Tamea. So that at some point in time later, after the Vesis date, she checked herself and found through the checking that she's Tamea, that there was blood. Choyseshes L'Vesta V'Choyseshes L'Ri'asa. She has to take into consideration a blood sighting on the date, she didn't check herself, but she has to consider that it was there, and she is taking into consideration the sighting that she has now. Alma, we see from this approach, vestos d'oraisa, that the concern or the consideration of a sighting at that time is taken on a Torah level, thereby she is assumed to be Tamea from that point. Let us look at the Rashi, who comes to explain this double hashash that the Gemara mentioned. Choshesh levesta v'choshesh l'riyasa, im zman veses. If the date for her seeing kaidem me'eis le'eis shel riyasa was more than 24 hours prior to her actual sighting, mitam'inon taros demivesto ve'elech, we will declare defiled all food she handled from the veses date onwards. Dilma b'zman ebo, maybe the sighting took place at the expected time. Ve'im me'eis le'eis shel riyasa kaidem levesta, if the 24-hour period prior to her actual sighting extends further back in time before the veses, delo shaso mishas vesto ad riyaso meis leis, 24 hours have not gone by, since if you say this case that 24 hours have not gone by since the veses till the actual sighting, bosriya, we will emphasize then her actual sighting, utameya me'eis leis, and we will go back a full 24 hours retroactively. The kosakadaitav duadinami in bodka umatsasa tahora, the havamina right now, or the thinking right now, is that this will apply also if she checks herself and finds herself to be without blood flow, the chosheshes levesta, that we will consider the veses. The Hodinokat Ra saw, and the fact that the example of sighting was used here, Mishum Deboy Lemeimar Vechosheshes L'Riyasa, because the Gemara had an agenda to say that we take into consideration her sighting as well, to tell us this din of the 24 hours retroactive Tuma from the actual sighting. But even if there was no sighting, we are assuming for right now that we still do emphasize the Veses date. Turning back to the Gemara, Ika di Amri, Hochi ka'omar lei. Another version of what was said is as follows. Taimo de Roasa. Since at the first checking after the Veses she found herself to be Tamea, we are saying, had she checked herself at the veses, she would have also found blood. Ha lo roaso, however, if she didn't have a sighting at that first checking after the veses, ein choshishin, we would not choshesh for the veses. Almo, according to this approach, vestois de rabbonan. So as we look back at this brief section of Gemara, we see the two versions reflect the two possibilities in how to look at Vestos. According to Loshon number one, whereby we said that we are Choshesh for the Veses, and we explained Loshon number one meaning to say even if her checking after the Veses time didn't reveal any Dam, nevertheless we would still consider her Tamea from the Veses time. That shows Vestos d'oraisa. The second Lashon says that, well, only because she saw Dam at that checking after the Veses do we consider the Veses. However, had she checked herself after the Veses time and found herself to be Tahora, we would not consider her Tamea from the Veses time, showing us that the whole need for checking at the time of the Veses is only rabbinic. And the practical nafkamina is that in the event that she didn't do a checking, she would still be assumed to be Tahora, even though the Veses time went by. Itmar Isha Sheishla Veses, a woman that has a fixed time for seeing blood, Vehigia Shas Vesto Volo Bodka, Ulebesov Bodka, the time of the vessels went by and she didn't check herself, but later on, after that, she did. Omar Rav, Bodko Motsu Tameya Tameya. If she checks herself and finds herself to be Tameya, so she will be considered Tameya, Tahora, Tahora. And if she discovers that she is Tahora, then we say that she is Tahora. Of course, we're talking about the if she finds herself to be Tameya, then Rav is telling us she's Tameya from the Shas Vesta. And if she finds herself to be Tahora, then we're not Choshesh for the fact that the Vesas went by. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Bodku Motzos Tahora, even if she checks herself now and finds herself to be Tahora, Nami Tameya. She still is considered Tameya from the Vesas time. Bibnei Shoireach Bizmano Bo, because it is with we have this assumption with certainty that the oreach, the guest, that namely the blood flow, comes at its appointed time. The Gemara raises a question: Lema bevestos komifligi. Should we say that the point of machlokus between Rav and Shmuel is how to categorize the vesis concern? Demar sovar daraisa. Shmuel seems to be saying that Vestos are Doraisa, hence we declare her Tameya from the Vesas time, even if later she finds herself to be Tahora. Umar, Sovar, and Rav hold Durabonon. The Gemara responds and says, we're not going to say that this is their point of Machlokes. You notice we have diamonds coming up, and on our, under our Mivneh heading, we've indicated these are Shnei Deos, Lahasbir Avdel Bein Rav Ushmuel, two approaches to explain the difference between Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rebbe Zera, to Kule Almo Vestos Deoraisa. Even Rav will say that Vestos are Deoraisa. So the question then is, what was Rav meaning? What did he mean when he said that when she checks herself and finds herself to be Tahora, that we consider her Tahora, even from the Veses time? Kan shebodko atzmo kishiur Veses. Kan shelobodko atzmo kishiur Veses. Rav said she is Tahora if she checked herself out immediately, after the Vesas time arrived. So that if he checked herself immediately at the time of the Vesas, so there is no dam, because if there was dam, if there was blood, it would have been discovered. That's the case of Rav saying that if she im Tahora Torah, because she checked herself out immediately after the Vesas time arrived. If, however, she didn't check herself out immediately after the Vesas time arrived, so then she will be considered Tameya. Let us look at the Rashi on this. De Kuli Almo, Afilu Rav Moidev de Vestois de Oraisa. Rav agrees with the concept that Vestos, that when the appointed time comes by, we will assume her to be Tameya. The Omar de Bimotsoso Tahora, the statement of Rav that if she checks herself and finds herself to be blood free, she is Tahora, Kishibodka Bashiur Vesas Shel Vestos. She checked herself immediately after the Vesas time arrived. The Vada Yavidam Hava Mishkicha. If there was blood, it would have been found. Shmuel Savar. Shmuel, who disagrees with Rav, what does he hold? Afilu Hachi Tameya. Even if she finds herself to be Tahora, we still declare her Tameya. Even though the checking was immediately after the Vesas time, the Oireach Bizmano Ibo, blood comes at its appointed time. Hoyul Veloy Bodko Bishas Vesas Mama. Since she didn't check herself exactly at the time, though she checked herself immediately after the time of the Vesas, still that doesn't help for Shmuel. Since she didn't check exactly at the time of the Vesas, we will assume her to be Tameya. Continuing in the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar bevestos gufayu komiflegi. As was suggested, this is what they are arguing about. The Mar Sover Vestos Doraisa. Shmuel will be of that opinion that Vestos are Doraisa. Hence, he says that even if she checks herself to, and finds herself to be Tahora, she will be considered Tamea. Umar Sovar and Rav will hold Vestos Derabonan. Omar Rav Sheshes Kitanoi. Rav Sheshes maintains that this is a Tanaic controversy. Rabbi Lezer Omer Tamea Nida. Rabbi Lezer will tell you that in regarding this case where the Vestos went by and she didn't check herself, she is considered Tamea. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Tibodek. Tibodek means check herself out. Let us look at the Rashi. Tibodek la'achar vesto motzosa tmeo tmeimo tmeo mishas vesto tahora tahora. She, if the vesto's time went by, then and she didn't check herself, Rabbi Yeshua will tell you that she should check herself after the vesto's time. And if she finds herself to be tahora, she is still considered tahora. Unlike Rabbi Eliezer, who says that even if she finds herself to be Tahora, nevertheless, since the Vessa's time went by, and at that time she didn't check herself, we are assuming Tuma anyway. The Hani Tanoi, Ki Hani Tanoi, the Gemara goes on. These Tanoim that we will see parallel the Tanoim we just saw. Bisanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Tamei Onida, V'chachomim Omrim Tibodek. So here too you see Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim paralleling the Machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Omar Abaye, Af Ana Nami Tanina. Abaye tells us that we have another source that reflects Rabbi Meir's position that Vestos are Doraisa. Disnan, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Im Hoysa Bimachboi, if a woman was in a, was hiding as a result of fear of bandits or marauders, V'igia shas vesto v'lo bodka, and her vestos time went by while she was in the state of hiding in fear, and she didn't check herself out. Tahora, she's considered tahora she charodo misalekes es adam, because the emotional state of fear restrains the blood from flowing. Taimo diko charodo, the reason he, Rabbi Meir, is willing to declare her tahora is because of the fear factor. Ha leko charodo, if the woman was not in a state of fear and the vesis went by, tamea, she would be considered tamea, even though we don't know for a fact that there was a blood flow. All that we know, she didn't check herself, as the source says, lo bodka, she didn't check herself. Nevertheless, we will declare her Tamea, Alma Vestos Doraisa. This shows us that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the chashash of Vestos is a Torah-level chashash, a Torah-level suspicion and concern. The Gemara asks a question that lasts a few lines. You can see we have a long question marking the shin that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with the descending vertical dash line. The Gemara asks just a minor correction. The long question marking, the shin that's encircled that appears to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. Lemo hani tanoi beho nami pligi. Can we say that the following tanoim that we'll see in this upcoming Tanaic source are also arguing on these lines of Vestos Doraisa or Derabonan? Desanya haroya dam machmas maka. A woman who experiences a blood flow as a result of some type of bruise or injury. She has an internal bruise or injury. Afilu besoich yemei nidasa tahora. The expression afilu besoich yemei nidasa, Rashi explains across from here. Klomar biyomim shi lemuda lirois dainu shas oinosa oshas vesta. Blood is coming forth from an internal injury, even if it happens to be during the date the time that she would expect to see a blood flow. In other words, a Shas Vesta situation. We are going to ascribe the blood flow to the bruise or injury that's in that area of her body, and not to the blood flow, and not to the expected blood flow. Divrei Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe Omer im yesh lo veses chosheshes levesta. Rebbe says that if she has a biologically regulated clock whereby blood comes at fixed times, we will consider her to be tamea. My lav behal komifugi. Is it not to be assumed that the following is the basis of this machlokes? The more sovar vestas daraisa, Rebbe would take that position that vestas are daraisa. Umor sovar Reb Shimon Gamliel will hold vestas derabonon. Omar Ravina, loy. That's not the point of controversy. Rather, the kule alma vestas derabonon. Everyone will consider them to be, the Vesas to be Darabonan, including Rebbe. So the question then is, then why does Rebbe say that we're Choshesh Levesta? V'hocha b'mokor m'koymei tomei komifligi. The point of Machlokis is a reference to the organ inside of the woman, known as the Mokor, which is the organ that produces the monthly blood flow. Does the place, namely the organ itself, represent a place of tuma? The practical nafkamina is that any blood that comes from there will be considered tame, even though it's not the monthly blood, but rather it's bruise blood. Let us look at the Rashi, Mekoimoi Tomei. V'chol dam, habo derech shom, any blood that comes from there, afilu eno dam nido, even if it's not the menstrual blood, have av hatuma, it has an av hatuma status, it's a primary tuma status, letame odom tumas erev, to impose a one-day tuma on the person, v'imdoga betaras tmeim, and if she happens to handle, as a result of her becoming, if this blood touches taros, it will metama them. The Karmale Rebbe, and Rebbe says that if she has a veses, there were choshish for the veses. And Rashi goes on to say, Ula hokel al dvorav bo. Rebbe is actually coming to present a leniency. V'hochi komar im yeshlo veses klomar im ato imer letamo b'nei vesto. If you are considering to be metamer because of the fixed time for her blood to appear, choseshes levesta klomar yeshlo letamo tumas shiva. Then you should have metamer her a 7-day tuma. V'hil ve'encha choseshes lekach. But since you are not concerning or considering that possibility, Shirata Oimer Torah Mishum Nida, you say that she's Torah as far as a Nida is concerned. Shuv Ein Lo Tuma, she therefore has no further Tuma. So now let's look at the Gemara. Let's read again from Ravina, Omar Ravina, Loi. As far as trying to say that the machlokis Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe is based on vestas deraisa or not, that's not their machlokis. Rather, the kulei almo vestos derabonan. Everyone will agree that vestos are of a rabbinic concern, and if she didn't check herself and the vestas date went by, she will remain tahora. The hocha b'mokor mekoymei tomei komifgi. And this case of a woman with the injury in the mokor, the machlokis revolves around how do we look at that organ as a site or as a place of tumah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sovar, Isha Tahora, Vidam Tomei. The woman herself is Tahora, meaning she's not a Nida, but the blood that comes out from there is tome, the ka'osi derech mokor, because it came from the mokor, so that the blood will be capable of imparting tuma on to that which happened to touch it. The blood being an av hatuma, if the person touched it, he becomes tome till the evening, and if it touches food, the food will become tamei. That's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So as far as Reb Shimon is concerned, we can talk about tumah, but that's because the blood passes on the tumah, and only an evening tumah, but no tumas shiva, no tumas nida whatsoever. The Amalei Rebbe, who, as we saw in Rashi, is coming to present a position of leniency, he says to Reb Shimon Gamliel, "I chayshis leveses ishanami tamea." If you are considering the veses, then the woman would also be tamea for 7 days. But you don't. You said beferush that isha tahura. The ilo chayshis leveses, and if you're not considering the veses, as in fact is his position, makor makomo torahu. Rebbe is telling us that the mokor is not a source of tuma, so that the blood that comes out of there, if it's coming from an injury, then the blood is injury blood and is not metama anything. So that, to summarize, the machlokis, according to Ravina, the machlokis between Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, the machlokis will be concerning the drop of blood that comes from an injury that's located in the mokar. According to Shimon Gamliel, that blood communicates tuma, and according to Rebbe, that blood does not communicate any tuma. The Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim, Tzricha Shnei Edim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tamshmish. Edim are the checking cloths, so that Beis Shammai says a woman requires 2 checking cloths for every act of intimacy, one for prior to the act and one for after the act. Oy tishamish leor haner, or she can have relations to the candle, to candlelight. We're working with the assumption that relations are taking place at night when there's no natural light, so either she has 2 checking cloths for each act of intimacy, or she checks herself at using the light of the candle. Rashi says, "O tashamish lor haner, v'tivdok la'achar tashmish, aid shekoncha bo." And after she conducts the intimacy, she can then use that checking cloth that she had used beforehand and use it again and check it out after the act of intimacy. Beis Hillel Omrim, Dayo Bishnei Eidim Kol Halaylo. Beis Hillel says that it's sufficient to have 2 checking cloths for the entire night, even if there are multiple acts of intimacy. One will be used for checking before the first act, and the other will be used for a checking after the last act. Let's glance at Rashi. Daya b'shnei edim kol alayla, echod l'fnei tashmish rishon, one before the first act of intimacy, v'echod li'achar tashmish achron, and the other cloth will be used for the checking after the last act of intimacy. V'afagav v'mishameshes, even though in the interim she might maybe having intimacy, v'lo yodo ichazoi b'ni u'b'ni, and she doesn't know whether she is seeing any blood in the interim, bein lebeis Shammai, bein lebeis Hillel, lo ichpas lon, we are not concerned about that we don't know what's happening in the interim. Even according to Beis Shammai, she's not actually looking at the cloths throughout the night. It's nighttime. She doesn't have the means of looking at the cloths. So whether it be Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we're not really concerned with that interim period. This whole need for checking is in order to preserve the tara of food that she may have been in contact with. We continue now at the top of Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source that lasts a number of lines elaborating on this topic. Tanu Rabbanan. Afa pi she'amru ha-meshamesh mitaso li'or ha-neir ha-reze meguneh. Even though it has been said that one who has relations in an illuminated area, that's considered megune, unworthy or reprehensible, beshamayomrim tzricha shnei edim al kol tashmish oy tashamish lo or haner. So here the emphasis is on O Tishamash L'Aranir, even though it's considered Meguna, if she doesn't have two checking cloths for each act of intimacy, so she'll have to have the checking with the limited cloth that she has, and then check it out at the Or HaNer, with the candlelight. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Daya Bishne Edim Kol HaLaila. It's enough for her initially to have just two checking cloths for the entire night. Tanya Omru Lohen Beishamai LeBeis Hillel. Beishamai addresses Beis Hillel and says, LeDivrechem, according to you, that you're going to have only two checking cloths for the whole night. Lechush Shemot Tire Tipas Dam Kechardol Bebia Rishona. Should you not consider maybe there was a very small drop of blood at the first act of intimacy? V'tachpeno shichvas zera b'bioshnia, and that drop of blood will be covered by the zera, by the semen of the second act of intimacy. You, Beis Hillel, are saying that she can have multiple acts of intimacy following the first checking, but could it not be that the first checking actually had a drop of blood on it, and it would have been covered through the following acts of intimacy, and she'll never discover that drop of blood? Let us look at the Rashi at the top. Shemotira bebiyo rishona. Maybe at the first act of intimacy, there was a drop of blood. V'yamiduhu kosle beisarechem, and the body walls, so to speak, that area of her body withholds that drop of blood. V'kevan de lo matzrichisu bediko bein tashmish l'tashmish. Since you are not requiring repeated checkings between each act of intimacy, kihoder mishamesh, when she has her subsequent acts of tashmish, tachpenu shichva zera b'biyoshnia, the semen of the second act of intimacy will cover the blood, will hide it. V'chi bodka li'achar tashmish acharon, and when she does a checking after the last act of intimacy, lo minkar lemochar, it won't be recognizable. Namely, that drop of blood that appeared much earlier. When he nami diladidon mishameshes la'achar kinuach, granted according to us that she has relations after the wiping. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, where each act of intimacy has a checking, and there's an initial kinuach, an initial wiping, and then an act of intimacy. V'afagav d'loyadinon ad lemochar, even though we won't know till the morning either, even though there's a whole collection of checking cloths, but during the nighttime we don't look at them. Miu bo'inon mochicho kayim, but we have at least a requirement to have the potential to prove things to exist. D'i lav hochi, if not that, then, in other words, if not that, our standpoint that we ensure the potential for establishing things, ma hoilu chachomim betakonosim, so of what value was there to establish any need for checking? Turning back to the Tanaic source, Omar lei Beis Hillel, Af l'divrechem, even according to you, lechush ad sharoik b'soichapeh, this is a euphemism that is being used in the source, shemo nimok v'holech lo. Let's look at Rashi for explaining this. Ad, so Beis Hillel is arguing to Beis Shammai, ad sharoik b'soichapeh, roik is literally is saliva, but it means here dam. Peh, literally a mouth, here it's a reference to that orifice, oisamokum. Klomar, afilu kishahoisa boidekes la'achar tashmish, even in according to you that she's checking after an act of intimacy, shema rasa tipa kechardol, maybe she had a sighting of a very small drop of blood, v'chof sa shichva zera ba'oisa bia atzma, and that it was covered in the zera of that bia itself. The Gemara continues, Omru lohem. Beis Shammai responds, Lefishena doima nimoik pam achas lenimoik shtei pa'omim. Granted that it might have been covered with shichva zera, however, according to us, it's going to be covered only by one layer or one level of shichva zera, because for each subsequent act of intimacy, there's a separate checking, so that there's more chance, according to us, of revealing something than according to the Beis Hillel approach. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yoshua, Royani es divrei Beis Shammai. I prefer the Beis Shammai approach. Omru lo tamidov, Rebbe kama harachta aleinu. His student said to Rabbi Yeshua, you know, you've imposed upon us great stringency. Omar lahem, mutav shari chalecha b'lo mazeh. It's better to practice stringency in this world, kidei she'arichu yameichem l'olam habo, so that you have longevity in the world to come. In other words, one who exercises caution and restraint in this world benefits by having extensive reward and pleasure in the world to come. Omar Rabbi Zera, midivrei kulam nilmad, from everyone we learn, Baal Nefesh, a person who is pious, lo yivoil vishne. He shouldn't have multiple acts of intimacy without any interim checkings. And this idea, Rashi points out, is coming from the fact that even Beis Hillel requires a checking at the end of all of the intimacies, so that we see that there is some kind of concern that maybe there was a blood sighting as a result of the intimacy. Therefore, if someone is exceptionally pious, he will check between each act of intimacy. Rava disagrees. He says, "Boyel v'shoyne." He says that one should not engage in all of this checking. Ki tanyo hahi, the source above that spoke about checkings between each tashmish or at the beginning at the end, and the end, that's litaharos. That's only for preserving tara of food. However, if it's a question of simple intimacy with one's spouse, then, as Rava says, there should be no preoccupation with all of these checkings. Tanyo Nami Hochi. We have a Tanaic source that reflects this, Bamed Vamurim, this whole concern of having checkings throughout the night, that's litaros. That's with regard to preserving food in its tohor state, so that we know whether or not she experienced any blood sightings, and that would cast a light on the status of the food that she may have handled. But if it's let's say, a non-taros consideration, it's just a matter of intimacy with one's husband, then muteres. She is allowed even without these checkings. This is true when he knows that she had been tohor, and he had left her and now is coming back from being outside, and the last time he had been with her, he knew that she was tohor. If the last time he had been with her, he knew she was tamea, then li'olam hi b'cheska, so she continues that status of tamea ad she'toymar lo, until she declares to him tohoro ani. So that in a case where, let us say, he comes in having been in the presence of his wife, knowing she was tamea, he comes back after being out of the house for a little while, after a couple days, and finds her sleeping, he cannot engage in intimacy with her, certainly in that state. Because he didn't hear a declaration on her part that she is tahora. Before we go further in the Gemara, there's a Tosfos that we would like to learn. Lo yivol v'yishane. This was a comment made by Rabbi Zera, saying that someone who was pious should not engage in multiple intimacies without interim checkings. Pirush im lo yivdok, meaning not to have multiple intimacies without checkings. Deshemo machmas chimu tashmish rishon ruasa. He is considering maybe because of the anticipation of the first act of intimacy, this causes an emotional reaction and might generate a blood flow. V'davka bal nefesh. This call of on Rabbi Zera's part is only to those that are actually extremely pious. Rabbi Zera is well aware of that which is taught in this Tanaic source, that for one's husband there is no need for checking. The Rava Omar afilu bal nefesh loy. Rava's point is that even a pious individual should not engage in this checking. If he sees his wife fidgeting around with checking, and there's no taros consideration, he's going to start worrying that why would she be checking unless she had some type of blood feeling coming from her, and he will hesitate to be with her altogether. Turning back to the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Bodka be'ed v'ovad. A woman checked herself out at night before intimacy, and the cloth got lost. Osuro l'shamesh ad shetivdok. She is not to engage in intimacy unless she checks herself again. Maskif lo rav ila. Ilu isa. If the checking cloth was not lost, ilo Mishamsho v'apagav de lo yoda, would she not engage in intimacy even though she doesn't know? After all, it's dark. She doesn't know what's on that checking cloth. And up till now, all we've seen is that a checking is done, and then after the checking, there's intimacy, even though we don't know for sure what's on that cloth. So hashtonami, even though it's lost now too, even though it's lost, tishamesh, let her have intimacy. Omar le Rava. Rava says to Rabbi Ila, Zu mochicho kayam, the zu ein mochicho kayam. There still is a difference. In the case that the cloth is around, the potential for establishing facts exists. In the case that the cloth is lost, so the potential is not there either. Rashi on this point, Zu mochicho kayam, hare ho'ed lefonenu, ulamocho tirebo, the cloth is still here, and tomorrow she can look at it. Umahani lo lataros, it has benefit for establishing the status of the food. Dechiatzuhura bonon l'shamesh be'edim, this whole requirement of checking, of intimacy with checking cloths, is mishum taros, who is only because of the food. Vegam im yimtzedam ba'oysush lefnei tashmish, tovi chatos chapkaporoso, and even if the worst case scenario is a woman who would find dam on the checking prior to the intimacy, indicating that the intimacy that followed was in fact prohibited, so she would bring a sin offering that's appropriate for this type of chet, of aveira. Back in the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Osur la'odam shishamish mitaso bayom. Before we go on in the Gemara, we should point out we have a topic heading, the Nosei, that reads Ein l'shamesh b'yom. Intimacy at night, during the daytime, is not something that is found to be acceptable. One should not engage in daytime intimacy. We will have diamonds coming up in the Gemara, and under our Mivneh heading, we have the diamond feature Hoychachos mi psukim lehanal. We'll see psukim that are brought to bear this teaching out from Rabbi Yochanan and from Reish Lakish. Later in the Gemara, you'll see a double underline appearing, which will be the attempt of the Gemara to say what does each one do with the other one's pasuk. So we continue now in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, having told us Osur l'shamesh b'mitosu b'yoyim, my crow, what is the pasuk for this? Shenemar yovid yoyim ivole bo v'alaylo omar horogever. And from this we see laylo nitan lehoroyon, the nighttime is given for impregnation, for hora. Hora is to become pregnant. V'yoyim lo nitan l'harayon. Daytime, though, is not for that. Reish Lakish Amar Mehocha. Reish Lakish says the idea of Ein L'shamesh Bayom is learned from the following. Boize Drochov Yomus. In order to appreciate how you see any connection between this Pasuk and daytime Tashmish, we look at the Rashi. Boize Drochov. The word Drochov, Tashmish, means relations, means intimacy. Kamoi derech, gever ba'almo. In that pasuk, in Mishle, derech is a reference to intimacy between a man and woman. V'hameshamesh b'yoyim, one who has relations during the daytime, during daylight, ba'al lidei bizayon, something of a disgraceful nature could arise. Shemo yire bo dover miguna v'tizgane olav. He might see something in his wife, something that is something that's ugly, something that causes one to feel a sense of something repelling, and he will resist having the intimacy. Therefore, so as to circumvent that problem of his seeing something that is repelling, we say, do not have relations during daylight. The Gemara continues, Reish Lakish haikra de Rabbi Yochanan mai dorash bei. What does Reish Lakish do with the pasuk cited by Rabbi Yochanan? And here we have an answer that lasts a number of lines. You can see we have a long answer marking the tuf that's encircled with a descending vertical dash line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. The Gemara says, Miboya le l'chidedorish Reb Chanina bar Papa. Reish Lakish will use the Reb Yochanan pasuk for Reb Chanina's teaching. The Dorish Reb Chanina bar Papa. Oysa malach ha-memuna ala heroyon lai lo shmo. The angel appointed over to that oversees pregnancy. His name is Laila. The noito tipo umamido lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. This angel takes the drop of the drop that is going to result in a child and brings it to the Almighty. The oimer lefonov ribonu shalom. And the angel asks the Almighty, tipo zuma tehe olea. This drop, what should be with it? What type of person should, what, how should it develop? Gibor ocholosh, chochem otipesh, oshiro oni, a brave or warrior figure, or a weak individual, a wise or fool, or a wealthy or impoverished. The ilu rasha tzadik lo komar. The Gemara points out that the Malach does not ask about whether this drop will turn into a person that is wicked or pious. Why not? Kid Rabbi Chanina, the Omar Rabbi Chanina, based on Rabbi Chanina's teaching that says, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyiras shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for one's piety level. Fear of heaven. Fear of heaven that a person has is not something that is pre-established from heaven. Shenemar v'ato Yisrael ma Hashem elokecha shoyo meimoch ki'im liro yisoy. Here Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Jewish people and says, what is the Almighty asking of you? He's asking of you nothing other than to fear him, indicating that he can't ask of you anything else because everything else is established already from on high. However, he can ask of you something that you are in control of, and that is your Yiras Shamayim level, your piety level. Rabbi Yochanan's response to this, Im Kain Nichtoiv Kro, if as you see it, that this pasuk that I cited of V'halayla Omar Hur Gever is a reference to the angel and everything that was just taught, Nichtoiv Kro Gever Hura, my Hura Gever. Why is it stated in this order of words? From this I see, Lai lo nitan leharoyon, the yoim lo nitan leharoyon. Now, in order to appreciate this, we look at the Rashi. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan actually sees both points in that very pasuk that he quoted. my hora gever, midesorach heroyon lelaila, shma mino lemidrash hachi. From the fact that the in the posuk, the word heroyon is in proximity, is close to the word laila. Posuk says v'halaila omar hora gever. And it did not say v'halayla oimer gever hora. So from the fact that there is a sense of proximity between the word heroyon and the word laila, in other words, after the word laila, you have after omar, you have then omar hora. It is here to tell us that we should darshan things like we said, that laila and heroyon are associated with one another, meaning that the laila, the nighttime, is nitan lerayon, that's the time for impregnation, the lo yom, and not daytime. Mida asmeche chro, from the proximity, shaminon lid Rabbi Yochanan. We learn Rabbi Yochanan's original point, that the nighttime is for heroyon, is for impregnation, not daytime. Umigufa de chro, shaminon leha, Rabbi Chanina bar papa. And from the explanation of the posuk itself, not paying so much attention to proximity, but from the explanation of the posuk itself, we come to the conclusion regarding that which Rabbi Chanina taught, and that is in this posuk you saw v'halayla oimer, v'halayla a reference to the angel. The angel says, and what is the angel saying? He's coming and asking the Almighty regarding the things we mentioned, and from which we also establish he does not ask about Yiras Shamayim, because hakol bidei Shamayim chutz mi Yiras Shamayim. Continuing in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, hi, krod Reish Lakish, my Dorish Bey. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Boizid Rachov Pasuk that Reish Lakish cited? Mi boyale, vichdichtiv, besefer ben Sira. He uses it for the basis of that which is found in the book of Ben Sira. Ben Sira is the name of a very early work that's not of a, it has no holiness associated with it, even though it dates to a period in time that may go back to the time of the Nevi'im. But nevertheless, it's a book that has certain points in it that are considered by the Chachmei HaTalmud to be points of wisdom. And hence you find from time to time citations from this work known as Sefer Ben Sira. So what does it say in that book? Shloisha Sonesi Varbo Lo Ahavti. And it says there are three things that I hate and four I don't like. Sar Hanargel Bebeis HaMishtois. Yamilo Sar Hanargein. Sar, Rashi explains, is a Talmud Chocham. A Talmud Chocham, Hanirgal, means someone who is regular. A Sar, a Talmud Chocham that regularly goes to a Beis HaMishtois would be a place of drinking. Something that's probably like a pub or a bar. The Amri Law, another version, is Sar HaNargein, a Sar, Tam L'Chochem, who is Mar B'Dvorim. Rashi says, talks a lot. Number two, V'Hamoishiv Sheves B'Mroimei Keres. That is a reference to someone who teaches students in a lofty place. Rashi explains, V'Hamoishiv Sheves L'Tamidim B'Mroimei Keres, someone who sits in some type of high, lofty public area and teaches Torah. And that has two problems with it. One is that it appears to be gas ruach, it's haughty, it's too flamboyant. And secondly, what kind of learning quality could there possibly be when the public is passing by and distracting and interrupting? Number three, this is something that we learned at the beginning of this particular parak, one who holds his organ, talking about a male who holds his organ and urinates while holding it. Number four, one who enters his friend's house without announcing his entry beforehand, at least a knock on the door. One who just bursts open a door is considered reprehensible. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Filu Lebeso. Rabbi Yochanan adds, this practice is not considered proper, the sudden opening and rushing into one's house, even if it's one's own house. Rashi says, Dilma avdi midi ditznu, so maybe the people in the house are doing something that requires modesty. And this would embarrass them by one, even if it's his own house, by one just bursting in. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a marking, we have a triangle, and on the outside margin under our Nosei Mivneh, we've indicated that the triangle is going to surround Reb Shimon ben Yochoi. Rishimois shel dvorim meRav Shimon ben Yochoi she'ein la'asos. We'll see lists, one over here, and another one at the upper part of that Yud Zion, lists of things that one should avoid. The Gemara. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, arba dvorim HaKadosh Baruch Hu soinon, vani eini oyhavon. There are four things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu hates, and I don't like them. One, hanichnas lebeiso pisom, ve'ein tzorach lomar lebeis chavero, one who enters his own house suddenly, and it goes without saying, one who would enter his friend's house that way. Number two, ve'oiches ba'amu mashtin mayim, one who holds his organ and urinates. U'mashtim mayim orum lefnei mitoso, one who urinates while naked in front of his bed. The Tosfos at the top says, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, that such behavior leads to poverty. There's another approach, another girsa that Tosfos says, that it's that one, what is alluded to here is a reference to lack of modesty during intimacy. But that's a different girsa, than a different version than that what we have. Continuing on the top line of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, number four, Vameshamesh Mitoso Bifnei Kol Chai, one who engages in intimacy in front of, well, in this case, in front of anything living. Omar Le Rav Yehuda L'Shmuel. Rav Yehuda asks Shmuel, Vafilu Lifnei Achborim, you're saying in front of anything live, Achborim are mice. Does this prohibition or advice include even restraining from intimacy in front of mice? Amalei Shinina Lo, Rav Shmuel says, Shinina is an expression meaning wise man, saying sharp person. He's saying to Rav Yehuda, he says, no, Elik Kagon, the intention of this comment made by Rav Shmuel Choy is, like in the house, Kagon Shel Beis Ploni, Shemishamshin Mitosein Bifnei Avdeim V'Shifchoisem. There was a household, there was some type of family, where the balabos, the head of the family, the man and wife of that particular household, conducted intimacy in the presence of their slaves and bondmaids. That's what we find reprehensible. The Inhu Maidorish, well, those people who most likely were aware that it's a lack of modesty to engage in intimacy in front of others. So what were they considering when they conducted their intimacy in front of their slaves and bondmaids? So what did they, in whom I dorish, what were they darshaning based on psukim to come to such behavior? So the answer is, they saw a posuk that says, Shvu lochem po im hachamor. And from this pasuk, they darshan am hadoyme lachamor, a reference to slaves that are considered a people like donkeys. And being that the objection to intimacy in front of others was an objection with regard to people and not with regard to animals, their perception of their slaves was one of like animals, and hence they allowed themselves to conduct intimacy even though it was in the presence of their avodim and shvachos, their slaves. Once again, we are not in agreement with that. That was a practice that particular family did, and this is what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was saying to avoid. Rabo bar Rav Huna Mekarkesh Zogi Dekilsa. Now here we have an interesting thing in the Gemara, where it's true Rav Shmuel had told Rav Yehuda that the list of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai of reprehensible acts is with regard to intimacy was only with regard to people. Nevertheless, you have other Amoraim that exercised much more extreme behavior or modesty, as we see now, where Rabbah, with regard to his intimacy, he would chase away Mekarkesh Zogi, he would clang a bell, the Kilsa, a bell that was hanging around his bed canopy. The kilsa is a canopy that drapes around one's bed, and there were bells attached to it, and he would jingle this bell in order to cause any creatures that may be present to fly away. Rashi's pshat on this is that it was to caution people to leave. But Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos says that doesn't sound so likely, because you're in effect announcing by the jingling of the bell that you're going to engage in intimacy, and that's not modest. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos cites a girsa from the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Oruch that says he would do some type of act to chase away flies. And in that version, there wasn't bells that we have here, the word zogi, which are bells, but rather gozi, which are flies. So he would chase away flies, showing extreme modesty. Abaye boli didvi. Boli is to chase away. Abaye chased away didvi, zvuvim, flies. Rava boli pruchi. Rava would chase away Yitushim, another type of insect, often translated as mosquitoes. But what we see here are different practices of modesty exercised by these different Amoroyim. In our next year, Mirtz Hashem, we will see another list of things presented by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But with that, we conclude our shiur for today.